Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, officers from the Arcata Police Department were dispatched to the Mad River Rapids RV Park on Janes Road in Arcata in response to a victim reporting a vehicle theft that occurred in the area. Upon arrival, officers learned that 46-year-old Santa Cruz resident Kelly Allen Piper had jumped into the open door of a victim's running vehicle and took control of the vehicle after a brief altercation with the victim, and Piper fled the scene. With the help of sheriff's deputies and CHP, they were able to locate Piper and the vehicle in McKinleyville a short time after due to OnStar being equipped in the car. A brief pursuit ensued before it was deemed unsafe for citizen safety. After another pursuit was initiated and then called off in Arcata off of Samoa Boulevard, officers were finally able to detain Piper on 2nd Street in Eureka. Piper was booked into county jail on numerous charges, including carjacking, and the CHP is looking to pursue additional charges as well. In the early morning hours on Wednesday, deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office served an arrest warrant at the residence of Winter Hawk Eugene Lincoln on Henderson Lane in Covelo. As deputies approached the residence, they heard what sounded like movement inside and somebody running to the back door. Deputies were unable to locate Lincoln during the initial search. A canine unit eventually arrived at the scene and they were able to locate Lincoln hiding in a dirt hole that he dug up in an effort to elude officers. Lincoln was taken into custody for 3 outstanding arrest warrants and faces additional charges after the initial search turned up numerous firearms, including rifles and shotguns. In lieu of forecasted rainfall that could bring between 5 to 10 inches of rainfall, the emergency weather shelter will be opened in Eureka tonight as local officials are taking steps to prepare for the weather. In addition, the regional extreme weather shelter will be open for residents tonight in McKinleyville. Residents should be prepared for localized flooding, and sandbags and sand are being offered by local city public work departments to help residents protect their property. Flooding in low-lying areas are expected, and local rivers are expected to reach flood stage by Saturday morning. The rainfall will even be heavier as you head up north, as Curry County and Delnor County could get as much as a foot of rain. Roadway conditions will also be affected not just by rainfall, but by the high winds that have been forecasted, and that could lead to downed trees and branches, as well as downed power utility poles. The coroner's office has identified human remains that were found near the Little Van Dusen River near Dinsmore in August. The remains are those of 25-year-old Zachary Travis Mausner of Navasota, Texas, and they were identified through the use of DNA submitted to the State Department of Justice. Mausner was reported as a missing person to the sheriff's office in May of last year, and he was reported to have come up to the area to work in the marijuana industry in southern Humboldt. Anyone with information about Mausner is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 2 state lawmakers have introduced a bill in response to the measles outbreak. Dan Squire has more.
Responding to the measles outbreak that has infected more than 100 people, including California residents, 2 state lawmakers have introduced legislation that would remove the personal belief exemption for parents who choose not to have their children vaccinated and then send those children to public schools. Senators Dr. Richard Pan of Sacramento and Ben Allen of Santa Monica introduced their bill at a press conference on Wednesday afternoon. Currently, California law allows parents to not vaccinate their kids, but they must first speak with a licensed healthcare professional, a requirement introduced by Dr. Pan in 2012. With the latest measles outbreak, however, that personal belief exemption will be removed, and California will join 32 other states that require children receive vaccinations if they are going to attend public schools.
Thank you, Dan. This morning, Hoopa Valley High School was temporarily shut down by high school administrators after gunshots were heard near the area. Details are scarce at this time, but a man and a woman were involved in a domestic dispute that led to the man firing shots towards the direction of the woman. The woman was not injured, and there were no other injuries reported. The suspect was taken into custody. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.